The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday, the 3rd of April, and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, the date for the restart of the Premier League will be pushed back today, possibly indefinitely. All 20 clubs will hold a conference call later to discuss their next steps during the coronavirus pandemic. An agreement may also be reached between the Premier League and the Professional Footballers Association over the area of wage cuts following an intervention by the UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock. As things stand, the PFA are holding out on their members taking cuts, believing some clubs can still afford to pay their players. Premier League clubs could also face a tax punishment for pushing staff through the UK government's furlough scheme. UEFA formally asked leagues around Europe not to abandon their seasons. They say they're coming up with a plan to finish club seasons in July and August, followed by the Champions League and the Europa League. Belgian Pro League chiefs will ask a General Assembly this month to end their season, with Club Brugge declared champions. Tottenham's Son Heung-min is to spend a month on military service in South Korea with the Navy. The forward has been self-isolating before undertaking the assignment. Now, John Giles was on OTB Sports Radio last night, selecting his best Manchester United 11 of all time. Giles is a former Manchester United player himself. He picked Peter Schmeichel, Dennis Irwin, Nemanja Vidic, Jaap Stam, Tony Dunn, Roy Keane, Bobby Charlton, Paul Scholes, Cristiano Ronaldo, Dennis Law and George Best. And he told Nathan Murphy it was difficult to leave some stars out.
Two players in particular that I would love to have got in the team. One was Brian Robson, and the other one was Wayne Rooney. Giggs is not in it. Beckham's not on it. All these terrific players. I just read them out. The lads that need mention: Beckham, Cantona, Giggs, Pallister, Bruce, Ferdinand, Hughes, Evra, Van Nistelrooy, Strachan, Dwight York, Andy Cole, but particularly Wayne Rooney and Brian Robson. And maybe probably particularly even more Brian Robson. I think Brian was there in the Atkinson time more than the Ferguson time when they were really winning the big trophies. But I played with Brian Robson at West Brom, and I hate leaving him out of the team. I hate leaving Rooney out of the team, but I have to go with the ones that are there.
Former European Ryder Cup captain Paul McGinley expects September's matches between Europe and the USA in Wisconsin to be held behind closed doors. The Masters and the USPGA Championship have already been postponed, with July's Open Championship in Kent in serious doubt. Ireland captain Johnny Sexton says players are effectively on their off-seasons now due to the coronavirus pandemic. He exclusively told OTBAM that players are heading into a busy period when rugby resumes.
If everything goes to plan over the next number of weeks and we can, beat this virus, which is the most important thing. Well, then, we're looking at trying to finish our season, through the summer and then go rolling straight into next season. So I suppose this season was meant to be the really long season with the World Cup and, we'll finish up in Australia, but it's actually going to probably be next season, which is going to be the incredibly long season. So that's where we're at the moment, really.
Now, today on OTBAM and the Go Lad app from 7:30 with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheehan, we'll be speaking to the former Ireland and rugby player Alan Quinlan and diver Claire Cryan. Then tonight, we'll hear from former jumps jockey Richard Dunwoody on Friday Night Racing. We'll also be speaking to the All-Ireland Club Camogie winner Sarsfield's Siobhan McGrath. That's your OTB Brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. Please stay safe. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back on Monday from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.